Want to see the world from a totally different perspective?
Ready for provocative conversation?
Intriguing stories?
And inspiration?
Then don't touch that dial.
Welcome
to Talk with Francesca.
She'll give you something to talk about all week long.
Now, here's Francesca.
What if you took the time to really soak it in? 'Cause someday you're gonna wish you did.
Good morning and happy holidays. Welcome to Talk with Francesca. That's talkwithfrancesca.com. You're listening to AM 1510 WMEX Boston and the Legends in Newburyport. I want to hear from you. Your comments are invited. So if you want to weigh in on this conversation, send me an email at info@talkwithfrancesca.com. All right, let's get rocking. I think the powers that be must have found my guest this morning because I'm overdue for a vacation. I just love the idea of not breaking the bank to do so. Russell Hannon is an expert on overcoming the financial barriers of travel. He says that he once felt unable to afford traveling until he applied lean management principles to pull off a dozen free trips. And he's going to share practical and unconventional ways to travel more on less money. Yahoo! Welcome, Russell. Thanks so much for being with us here today on Talk with Francesca. I'm psyched to learn how to travel on less.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning.
So where do we start? I mean, the holiday season is here, and I would guess that unless you booked your trip well in advance, you're going to spend a pretty penny to see your family. But since, Russell, you're the expert, can you share with us about beating the best online fares?
Yes, certainly. Well, there is a lot to cover. Being in the midst of Thanksgiving weekend, actually, according to AAA, there's 46 million Americans who are traveling this week, most of them being on Wednesday and Monday. Surprisingly, many of them are actually traveling by car. Fortunately, gas prices are lower right now. But for those who are looking for maybe longer-term travel, if you've been holding off on a trip, maybe you feel it's been too expensive, or you're thinking about taking a trip between now and April, ironically, Monday, which is one of the more expensive travel days to fly, is also Cyber Monday, which is really the Internet's version of Black Friday. And for travel, it's huge because most people book their travel online. Now, there's a number of tips that I have to take advantage of Cyber Monday. What you're going to see quite often in the news, you see very specific deals in specific places. Some of them may not relate to you, but what I would recommend, if you've got a favorite website that you usually go to, make sure that you drop into it on Monday, because if they've got a great deal, Monday, odds are good that they're gonna have one better than average.
This coming Monday, you're not saying like every Monday, because isn't it like Tuesdays that's supposed to be the best day to find a fare?
Good point. You know what? There is a bit of a myth with that, and that myth does shift a little bit. And it is hard to really mathematically say that this day is always better. But this Monday in particular, Cyber Monday, is a bit of a theme that's really leveraging off of the Black Friday movement, where the Internet is saying, basically, instead of going and standing in line to try to get into Walmart or trying to get those inexpensive televisions, come online on Monday, and you can find superb deals online without having to go to bricks and mortar stores.
Talking about traveling. You're just talking about in general, any kind of deal.
That's correct, but really, my spin is for travel. It includes travel deals, so you can get any sort of travel deal online, but that includes travel. So you can really take advantage of this to find superb, even some of the best travel deals of the year that you'll find online will be on Cyber Monday, which is the Monday following Thanksgiving weekend.
So give us some examples.
Great. Well, some of the favorite ones that I've seen, actually, myself, I like to ski, and there's a website called Liftopia.com that's offering up to 87% off lift tickets at ski resorts worldwide. You just click on the city or the state and then the ski hill that you'll be visiting. And then what I'd like to do is I'd like to leverage that with another one where I can get 45% off hotels in Vail, Colorado, including five-star hotels. Now, this website, it's snow.com/Cyber Monday. So that's one that I like, but what I really recommend is there's two websites that are going to act like billboards on Monday, and they're going to show the best Cyber Monday deals that they can find, including travel deals. So by going here, you can quickly find the best travel deals that are of interest to you. Now, one of them is CyberMondayDealsLive.com, and the other one is HugeCyberMondayDeals.com.
And what was the second one?
HugeCyberMondayDeals.com. So they are long-winded websites, but I can give that to you, and we could put that on your website afterward as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah, for sure. How can they cut these prices so much on Cyber Monday? I mean, what is it that, you know, makes them be able to do that?
Good question. Essentially, there is a lot of competition to lure people for this. My perspective when I look at it is that companies are budgeting for this to really add to the attraction. A lot of it that I perceive is really marketing in terms of showing that they have deals, drawing attention.
Deals. I mean, really great deals.
Okay. Something else to look for. This is a new trend that's starting with Cyber Monday, which will include travel deals. Is some websites are going to have a Power Hour Super Sale. This is where companies offer real killer deals for 1 hour only. For example, in Massachusetts, the Charles Hotel has announced in Cambridge that they're going to have 50% off hotels for bookings between 11 and 12 a.m.
On
Monday only.
Oh wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, it's tough to find out about those, but with those two websites that I'd mentioned that act as billboards, you can find a lot of things like that. Another favorite of mine is Atlantis in the Bahamas is offering half-off accommodations, and are also throwing in dinner perks and free breakfast for kids under 12. And you can book that on Cyber Monday at AtlantisBahamas.com.
Oh, that's great. I've been wanting to go there.
I just met someone from the Bahamas recently. So he's a national resident, and he just lives a few miles from the resort. And I was talking to him in New York about how inexpensive it is to live there, and the restaurants just next to the resort that are just a fraction of the cost of being on the resort itself. And something I often preach is, if you live like a local, you can really travel. Well, you'd be able to travel five times more than the average traveler, because travel is an industry that charges probably five times more than the local cost of living on average.
Wow. All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Francesca, and I'm speaking with Russell Hannon, and he's an expert at overcoming the financial barriers of travel. So let's just veer off just a hair and start to talk about some different ways to save money, like, say, on flights for the rest of your life, you say.
That's correct.
And one of your flyers, like, save money on every flight for the rest of your life. I love that.
Well, of the mountains of travel advice that I see out there, and there's a lot of great travel advice, there's something that I found was missing over time, and it was, how do you leverage all of these great websites and resources together? And over time, over years, I tinkered with different websites and different benefits, and I put together a system so that you can consistently beat the best online fare. So basically, five quick steps that I'll walk you through. Before you start, know that sometimes searches for flights and hotels on Mac computers have returned higher fares than identical searches run on Windows computers.
Now, wait, run that by us again? I want to make sure that everyone hears that. Say that one more time.
People have found on occasion that searches for flights and hotels on Mac computers are sometimes slightly higher than identical searches run at the same time on Windows computers. And
why would that be?
Well, the theory is that, well, websites can detect the sort of computer that you're using, and demographics are that there are assumptions that people with Mac computers may have more, may be able to afford more, may have more disposable income than people with Windows computers, which is an overgeneralization, of course.
Yes, but
you will hear about that on occasion.
So if you have a Mac, you need to go to the library and log in there. Is that what you're saying?
or at least basically just if you've got both or an option, just try it from another computer, or ask someone else just to compare. Now differences are not always the case, but it has been identified in a number of cases. So once you're aware of that,
yep.
there is know that there is no single website that will always give you the best price every time, but there are a few that will return better prices more often on average than others.
Okay.
They are hipmunk.com, HIPMUNK.com.
What is it?
Hipmunk.com, HIPMUNK.
Hipmunk. I never even heard of it.
And the next one is skyscanner.com, SKYSCANNER.com.
Uh-huh.
And the third is kayak.com.
Oh, yeah, kayak. Well, kayak I've heard, but hipmunk I've never. Did I hear that right? Hipmunk?
That's right, and that's the first website that I go to when I'm booking a flight, actually. And you will see quite quickly that prices are a lot lower than most of the other websites out there. So what I recommend is just to run your flight through those three, and if the best fare you find still isn't quite good enough for you, what you can do is you can take the details of the lowest fare that you found and key that flight into what you do is you go to airfarewatchdog.com. And you can set up your flight, and they will send you email notifications anytime they find a lower fare than the one that you had entered.
Wow, this sounds like a full-time job.
Not at all. Not at all. All you do is you basically just go go to those websites, find the best fare.
Yep.
If it's still too high for you, you can go to airfarewatchdog.com. If you are happy with it, what you can do is a number of websites offer best price guarantees that will not only match lower fare that you found, perhaps on the websites that I mentioned, but they'll even offer you an additional credit on a future flight. So what you do is, I've got a list, actually, and the key thing is, I compare this to when you go to IKEA and you get furniture, and it will show you step-by-step how to put the furniture together. All you need is a guide, which you can get on my website that walks you through the steps. But just to tell you how it works is, Alaska Airlines and Delta Airlines actually have a best price guaranteed, and they'll give you a $100 credit on top of matching a lower fare that you find on another website.
Really? Delta.com will get, so if you find a lower fare than Delta and then you go to Delta, or wait a minute, hold on. If you're booking through Delta and then you find something lower, Delta will credit you and give you $100.
That's right.
Wow. This is some great information, Russell. I really appreciate it. Okay, good.
And another trick that I recommend if you're living in a higher currency country, there's one website, actually. It's based out of Toronto. It's called flightnetwork.com. And you can book a flight on any airline anywhere in the world. Like, you can fly from London, England to Singapore, for example, on any airline. Or you can fly from Boston to Atlanta on Delta, for example. And the thing is, they book everything in Canadian currency. So you actually have a 10% currency differential there that can help you. And they also have the best price guarantee. Now, their credit isn't quite as big for a future flight. It's a $10 credit they offer on top of that. But really, it's when you have a currency advantage, there's a benefit. And then on top of that, they also have a price drop protection policy. So
if the price ends up being lower, you get the difference?
That's right. If the price drops after you've booked, you get the difference. Now, they won't come out and divulge that to you. You have to submit a claim that you found a lower fare. But I've got a trick for that. What you do is once you book your flight, you just set it up in airfarewatchdog.com. And if the price ever drops, you'll get an automatic email showing that it's dropped. And then you can just forward that in to claim your price drop.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Any more?
Now, some of these websites actually come with restrictions that have high change fees or no cancellation policies.
Yeah,
so what I recommend is you pay for your flight with a credit card that has trip cancellation insurance. So there's a number of cards that come with that benefit. Some websites will actually offer that benefit for a fee. But if you have a card that offers that benefit, then you don't have to pay for it. And if something were to happen where you can't fly because you're ill or there's an emergency, family emergency, there's a number of cases where you can actually get refunded through your insurance company.
I didn't realize it was so easy on your credit card to, is it common for credit cards to have trip cancellation insurance?
Not all credit cards. There's probably as many credit cards that have trip cancellation insurance as those that offer, those that waive foreign transaction fees or have free check bag benefits. American Express has a number of cards that offer that benefit. And there's what I do is, there's a lot of, it's almost information overload that we have now. There's a couple websites you can go to that really list everything in the form of a matrix and allow you to quickly find the cards that have the right benefits for you. One of them is thepointsguy.com. You just click on credit cards.
A point? What is it called?
Pointsguy.com. So P-O-I-N-T-S.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, GUI.com.
Full of, oh, wow, I think I should have just made a recording before this interview and said, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow. Unbelievable. Oh, this is fantastic. I mean, this is really just some really super information.
So this is a case where we're using leverage. And a lot of the things we've discussed you've probably heard of before, but haven't thought about leveraging them all together for one trip to really multiply your savings.
So, okay, let's move on to the fees, the checked bags, the roaming, the ATM, the currency conversion, all this stuff, the internet and all the hotel rooms. It's like crazy, you know, $25 a day to get online. But
those things hit a lot of people's hot buttons, especially the checked bag fees in particular.
And that is a big hot button. I mean, it absolutely is.
And that's a trend. You got smaller seats now and all those things. Economy seats are, I used to consider business class is the old economy, and economy is now almost sub-economy. But if we talk about checked bag fees, actually, there's actually a menu of options that you can choose from to get around checked bag fees. I'll start off with one option that not many people know about. There's actually a product you can get. It's actually a luggage jacket that you can get.
Luggage jacket?
Yes. So this is actually, people use a jacket that has all these big pockets that will fit as much as a suitcase. So for men, you can get it. It actually looks like a trench coat. And for women, there's various versions. There's dresses. They look like poofy dresses. And you can put all your clothes, your computer, everything in there. These are available on a website called jacktogo.com. That's jaktogo.com. And they actually have a video on the homepage of someone taking everything out of his suitcase, putting it into his luggage jacket, and putting it on and walking through the airport.
So a jacket to go.
Jack, jaktogo.com.
Oh, okay, Jack to go. Well, I don't know if I would agree with that one. That one gets kind of crazy, carrying your clothes. I don't know, but that's cool. Okay, if you really, really want to save, I suppose. But it is expensive, but I don't know if I would want to be carrying all of my luggage and sitting on a plane for 6 hours, but okay.
No. But there are three other options. Next one is credit cards. Many credit cards offer free check bag benefits, particularly airlines that have credit cards. So the United Explorer card comes with a benefit that has a free check bag. Now, American Express Gold Delta Sky Miles card also offers a free checked bag per person for up to 9 people. So if you're booking a trip for your entire family, yourself and each person coming with you can have one checked bag for free. So credit cards with benefits for checked bags is valuable. Third, you can still fly. There's some airlines that don't have checked bag fees yet. To find out which ones they are, you can go to kayak.com. Mm-hmm. And they have a page called Baggage Policies by Airline. And you can quickly scroll through to see which airlines may be servicing the areas that you're going to that don't charge checked bags yet.
Well, you are just loaded with all sorts of incredible amounts of information. Russell, where do you get discount coupons? You know, off hotels, spas, restaurants, entertainment, all that kind of stuff. I assume that you must know where to go for that kind of stuff.
Well, here's something that you can do this weekend, and you can do any weekend, anywhere that you go. There's one place that has more than 1,600 deals neatly organized by city. Exactly what you said, for hotels, restaurants, spas. TravelZoo.com.
What is it called? Travel what?
TravelZoo.com.
Oh, TravelZoo. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Well, yeah, and they have a local deals page. So I was in New York a few weeks ago, and actually I got 2-for-1 tickets to go see The Lion King. I just went into it now, and I'm in Boston, and I see there's a few things for $35 and up for massages at Avita Spa, discounts for, there's a lot of things in here I'm seeing that locals could purchase as well. $19 to see the Nutcracker Ballet. You can go to Travelzoo for deals, and locals can use that as well. Also, something that a lot of people use for e-coupons at home are websites like Groupon.
Oh, Groupon, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And Groupon is so big right now. It's just, it's crazy. It's almost like, why pay retail for anything anymore? It's just a Groupon. You know, just get, like, you get on your computer in the morning and there's like Groupon, 3-4 times
Well, you know what's interesting? People use that at home, but 2 weeks before a trip, flip your home city to the destination that you'll be visiting, and then you start getting coupons for the destination that you'll be visiting.
Right. Right. We just have a few more minutes left, Russell, and it's just so much information. I'm so glad that for those people who aren't listening, we're going to put it on my website so that they can hear about all these great tips. But one thing that you say, stockpile travel reward points without buying anything. So can you quickly just sort of give us some information on how you would possibly do that?
Well, certainly. With that, there are a number of credit cards that offer significant sign-up bonuses for signing up. Now, just a rule of thumb is if you do this, it's critical that you pay your credit cards in full every month, which is what I do. But I've got a rule of thumb. I sign up for credit cards that offer a sign-up bonus for at least a free return flight or 2 hotel nights, and they also waive the fee, the annual fee for the first year. And also, third, offer either a free checked bag or a free companion pass at least once a year. So with that formula, I found a handful of credit cards that meet all three criteria. So there's no annual fee, and basically you're getting enough points for a free flight or free hotel nights right out of the chute. And then, actually, you can leverage those. And for Cyber Monday, for example, there's a lot of online shopping. There's some portals that offer 5, 10, even 15 points per dollar spent. So you are buying something, but you're really multiplying your earnings. And to find the websites that offer 15 points per dollar spent, evreward.com is a website that will show you all the promotions where online stores are offering promotions in terms of bonus points and such.
Oh, how the computer and the internet has changed everything for us. Fantastic. So have you written a book on all this great information?
Yes, I've got a book coming out next year, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. And it's got a system in there. It's called the Dream Travel Plan, and it shows you how to leverage all these things together so you can build your custom-tailored dream travel plan. So you can actually sign up for publication updates at breakthetravelbarrier.com.
Fantastic. Breakthetravelbarrier.com. And also there, I assume that we can get all sorts of information and more.
There's a blog that will show you how to never pay roaming fees again, ever. And then there's the free guide that we walked through that you can get as well, show you how to beat the best online fare.
Russell Hannon, travel expert and all-around smart guy. Thanks so much for being here today on Talk with Francesco. It was a pleasure.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great weekend.